I want to say to you that you're living in fearful times if you don't know the Lord Jesus. I tell you what, in this day and time, if I did not know the Lord Jesus Christ, I'd be finding me somewhere. Amen. Somebody that could help me get to Jesus. I wonder from one day to the next what's going to take place. Israel's time clock is going to start again shortly. I don't know exactly when that's going to be, only God knows. But when that time clock starts, we've only got 7 years, as far as the tribulation is concerned, before Jesus comes in power. But at least 7 years before that, he's coming for the church to get us out of here. Are you ready to go? Let me just go a step further and say, do you want to go? Do you want to go? I'm honestly afraid that a lot of people who name the name Baptist are not really wanting to go. It disturbed their plans. Mess up what they have planned for tomorrow. I've made up my mind, if Jesus comes tonight, I won't have one thing to have to come back for. Won't have to come back and straighten my shoes in my closet. No, won't have a thing in the world to come back to. In Deuteronomy chapter number 7, verse number 6, God chooses a people for his name. I'm going to read this to you tonight because oftentimes we really don't know where this choice comes from. And believe you me, God is a choosing God. Can I say that again? God is a choosing God. Now we'll have a multitude of folks who say, "Oh, I believe God chose Israel." Well, how about you? He had to choose you too. If you're born again, God chose you. And the thing about it is, he chose you before you got here. Oh, yeah. Oh, don't that mess up preaching. Chose you before you done good or bad. Because he's God, the sovereign God of the universe. I'm in chapter 7, the book of Deuteronomy, verse number 6 and following. "For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth." Did you hear that? Now that's Bible. It's not just extemporaneously preaching. That's Bible. God has declared that Israel is a special people above all the people that are upon the earth. "The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for you were fewest of all people." Now watch this. "But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he sworn unto your fathers, the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen, for the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt." Now watch this. "Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, who keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations." Glory, be seated. God has a chosen people. In the Old Testament economy, Israel is the bride, literally the wife of the Lord Jesus. And oftentimes he accuses her of committing adultery against him and following false gods, worshiping the gods of the people of the land. By that, they are committing adultery before God. In the New Testament economy, the church is the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a major difference Now listen to me. You're going to run across people that'll try to intermingle the two. Israel is Israel. The church is the church. The unsaved world, the Gentile world, are just that. Basically, there are three classes of people in the world. The Jew, the Gentile, who is the unsaved world, and the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there is a promise to that Jew. And the Jew is to inherit the earth. Part of what they're fighting for tonight is theirs. Never did belong to the Palestinians. It belonged to them. And according to what I just heard today, it'll never belong to the Palestinians again. And rightfully so. Rightfully so. Now, I'm not for any people just being cast out of a place to live. No, no, no. But when they're there to do damage to the nation they're living in, I'm telling you something, hang on to this, then they need to be cast out. You're living in a country that has had an open border for nearly 3 years now. And in that 3 years, all kinds of heathens and hoodlums have come over that border, and we are in danger on every hand of being overcome in this nation. From within, from within. It wouldn't take long for people just casually to fix things to where it would literally paralyze the good old USA. So that's even more so a danger as this war progresses. But Israel's war is our focus. Israel's war. Now, what in the world is all this about? Well, I've told you that it all started because Esau hated Jacob. The text is plain of that. Esau hated Jacob. The descendants of Esau, Ishmael, and the other sons of Abraham from Keturah, all of those through the years have joined together and made up the great Arab Confederacy. For the most part, they are well over 90% Muslim. The Muslim creed says the Jew is to be eradicated from the land. That means that they're to be destroyed. And the whole focus of what's taking place tonight is the beginning of that as far as the Arabs are concerned. Now, not every Arab is radicalized, but the vast majority are. And if they believe the Quran, then they hate the Jew. And their intent is to destroy the Jew. Now, I've said this before, let me say it again. And you're next. You see, because America has befriended the Jew down through the year, they hate you too. And because you're a Christian, they hate you double fold. When you came to the Lord Jesus Christ, you had no idea of what was taking place in the world. One of the things that the church must realize is that we have had it easy down through the years. But it's not going to be that easy in the days to come. Because the satanic powers that are about us are focused to destroy us if they can. But I have news for you. I've read the final chapter. I know how this thing turns out. And I'm telling you, they're not going to be able to do it. My Lord promised they wouldn't be able to do it. He said to Simon Peter, "And upon this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Now, how about that for a promise? Jesus said they're not going to prevail. But I have news for you. They're not going to prevail against Israel either. Now again, a student of prophecy must be willing to change his mind from time to time as prophecy unfolds. You don't know, and I don't know how this thing's going to turn out, but it looks like it's not going to turn out well for the world. It looks like that these other nations are, if they don't join in this world or this war, then they're going to get their coalition ready so they can come against Israel in days to come. There are three invasions yet to come. One of them has already taken place. But there are two more yet to come. They are mentioned in Revelation chapter 17 through 19 and in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Those two invasions involve the kings of the east. As a matter of fact, the Euphrates River dries up in order for the kings of the east to come against Jerusalem. And the kings of the north will come against Jerusalem as well. In one case, they'll be destroyed on the mountains of Israel. And in another case, they'll be destroyed by the sword that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, he's going to speak and the war's over. How'd you like to see that? Well, hey, you can have a front row seat. If you're born again, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, you can have a front row seat to that. See exactly how it all turns out. This thing of rioting in our streets, and not just our streets, the streets of the world. Throughout the world, these riots, they call them demonstrations. The riots. I thought it strange that this riot in Washington, D.C. could deface the Capitol area and nothing be done. Hello? When some time ago, some people just walked in, took some pictures, and they're in jail for years and years and years. Well, you know, justice is equal in America. If you believe that, I have some oceanfront property that I want to sell you in Hazelwood Hollow. These people do not realize, think with me for a moment, these people do not realize what they are doing. Nations do not realize what they are doing. Even our own nation, this thing of warming up and then cooling off toward Israel is dangerous to this nation. But these people in the streets have no idea the danger they're in, because they're demonstrating against God's people. Now, you may not agree with everything that Israel does. And I've, down through the years, I've not necessarily agreed with everything Israel does. I'm not agreeing right now that they're ceasing the battle for an hour or so a day. I mean, you go to war, you go to war. You don't lay your flip shot down and count your marbles. You keep on keeping on. But Israel's God's chosen people. And when you speak out against God's chosen people, you're speaking out against God. When Paul is on the road to Damascus, remember, Paul, Saul, as his name was prior to his conversion, Saul had been persecuting the church, slaying believers, casting them in prison. He was present and gave his consent. That's what the scripture means when it says he held the coats of those who stoned Stephen. So, Paul, Saul as it was, is fighting against Christ. When he meets the Lord Jesus on the road to Damascus, what did the Lord say to him? It's hard for you to kick against the pricks. What he's saying to Saul is, hey, you're fighting against me, big guy. And you just lost the battle. You just changed sides. And then Paul had to learn what it was like to face persecution because of his faith in Jesus Christ. I said that to say this. These people that are walking the streets of this nation and the nations around the world, and these politicians that are standing against Israel, are in dangerous, precarious circumstance. I'm in chapter number 41 of the book of Isaiah. I'm going to start reading with verse number 8. But thou, O Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. That's who you are. That's pretty good identification, isn't it? Thank God, what a recognition of who they are. And then he says in verse number 9, thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. There is a school of theology. Let me take that back. There is a school of thought in our day and time that says that Israel has replaced the church in prophecy. Well, the only thing that's wrong with that is it's wrong. 100% wrong. The church has not replaced Israel, not for a moment. Again, Israel is the wife of God. The church is the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. They are not one and the same. Jews can become a part of the bride if they come to believe in Jesus Christ, but that's few and far between. Let me read on. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I'll strengthen thee. Yea, I'll help thee. Yea, I'll uphold thee with my right hand, the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. They that strive with thee shall perish. I'm reading the book. If you've got your Bible, you need to be reading along with me. Thou shalt seek them. You'll go looking for them and not find them. Even them that contend with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. They're going to disappear. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I'll help you. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee. I will help thee. That's all I need. That's all Israel needs. The promise that God will help them. What else could you need? Verse number 15. The latter part of verse 14. And I'll help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Now watch this. Behold, I'll make thee a new sharp threshing instrument. I don't know if you've noticed what's going on in Gaza. But that place is being threshed. It is being destroyed. Personally, I hope they make an international airport out of it. Cornfields on each side. God says they're going to be destroyed. God says he's going to help Israel. He didn't say he's going to help that outfit, but he's going to help Israel. So he's going to make them a threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small. Thou shalt make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. What a promise. And I could read on. But the truth here is this. Those that come against Israel, God will destroy. And those who mock Israel, and those who protest against Israel, God will deal with. I was thinking the other day, when Korah, Dathan, and Abiram confronted Moses in the wilderness, they said to Moses, "You take too much upon you. We're as much priest as Aaron is. We're as much in charge as you are. Who made you in charge anyhow?" Well, Moses said, "I tell you what we'll do. Since you fellows have already got your censers and you've got the incense on it and you're burning incense and you've already built your little tabernacles down there to split the church, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take your rods and Aaron's rod, and we're going to lay it up before the Lord overnight and let God do the choosing." Like one of the generals of days gone by said of the Arabs, he said, "Shoot them all, let God do the choosing. Let him separate the good from the bad." To which I say hallelujah. Now, I'm not a warmonger, but when war starts, I'm ready for it. It needs to be war. It don't need to be this pussyfooting around and sending them love notes and say, "Do you love me like I love you?" No, no, no. It's time for bombs. It's time to level the mountains. Time to destroy the enemy. So when this crowd rebels and runs the streets and breaks our laws, by the way, they're not just rebelling, they are breaking the laws of the United States of America, but no one's doing anything about it. Of course, we're used to that because BLM did it for how many years? And they'll be doing it again. They'll be doing it again. Now, what's going to happen to this outfit? An earthquake be nice. Because that's what happened with Korah, Dathan, and Abiram when they confronted Moses. Well, the rods were put up before God overnight, and the next morning Moses brought the rods out, and Aaron's rod had not only budded, but it was bearing fruit overnight. We're talking about miracle upon top of miracle. So they would know that Aaron was a chosen high priest. And then Moses said, "Well, I tell you what, if God just lets you die normally, then we'll just call it a happenstance. But if God make a new thing and cause the earth to open up and you to go into hell alive, then that'll prove he's God." Well, guess what happened? The earth opened her mouth and swallowed that whole outfit alive. Their tabernacles, their tents, their wives, their children, their cats, their little green turtles, and their parakeets all went into hell alive because they'd rebelled against Moses. Now, these people are rebelling against God. They're not rebelling against Netanyahu. You did get the Yahoo, didn't you? They're not rebelling against the Israeli government. They're rebelling against God. Now, I told you when this thing started, I'm looking for a miracle. You need to start looking for a miracle. I'm looking for God to do something. Now, here's the reason, and I'm finished. God needs to do something to cause Israel to realize that He's God, and to cause them to go back to Palestine. See, they're still all over the world. Every nick and cranny of the world, they're Jews. Some of them don't even know it. That's true. But guess who does know it? That's strange, isn't it? You mean tell me God would know that? So there are multitudes of Jews that are yet to go home. And something needs to prove to them that their God is still alive. Remember, the Jew seeks after a sign. Now look at me. The Jew is not going to believe as a nation until after the time of the tribulation, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes in His glory and they look up and say, "That's Him. That's Him." And all Israel shall be saved. But they're going back to Israel in unbelief, though they know God did this thing. God overcame the enemy. Whatever this is going to be, I've got my ideas, but I'm not God. He can work it out a whole lot better than I can. But what if earthquakes started taking place down the main streets of cities in America? What if some of these schools of higher ignorance fell into hell alive? Amen. Huh? Now, I don't know that's going to happen. I'm just saying, what if? God is in the business of surprising mankind. Pray for Israel. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for your nation. Did you hear that? Pray for your nation. If these Yahoos continue that are in charge of this country, honey, we won't be here. This message got to come to a screeching halt. So pray for America and pray for Israel.